السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهداه وبعد. All praise is indeed due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessings and salutations upon the masterpiece Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him and to bless every single one of us. We ask him to bless him for as long as those who are breathing before that and after that, inshallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all blessings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from every form of evil. Honored ulama, beloved brothers and listeners, dearest sisters as well. This evening's verses bring tears to the eyes, where the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the most pure of all females to exist, Aisha radiallahu anha, the daughter of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, was accused of committing adultery. May Allah protect us. And she was as pure as anything, purer than the purest on earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this in the surah that we read tonight, Surah An-Nur, in the closing verses that we recited tonight. And imagine, if they could have done that to the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the purest of the pure, it shows they will not stop anywhere. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from false accusation, and may He protect us from being falsely accused. May He protect us from accusing others as well. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness in every single way, and we ask Him to grant us elevation. The topic I have chosen tonight is the discussion of the masterpiece of creation. The one who was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the best of creation. أَفْضَلُ الْخَلْقِ وَأَكْرَمُ الرُّسُلِ. The most honored of all creation, the most virtuous of all creation, and the most honored of all messengers, Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Hashimi al-Qurashi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to know what the Quran says about this masterpiece, subhanallah. He is a messenger from the other messengers who came with a message to complete the message of those messengers who came before him. And some of the messengers who came before him, if I can say their names in the English language, Jesus may peace be upon him, Moses may peace be upon him, Aaron may peace be upon him, Abraham may peace be upon him, Jacob may peace be upon him, Joseph may peace be upon him, Lot may peace be upon him, Noah may peace be upon him, Adam may peace be upon him. May peace be upon them all, radiyallahu anhum jami'a, alayhimus salam. May Allah's peace be upon them all and upon us as well. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent right at the end. He was the seal of all prophets, and every prophet reminded their people of a prophet to come, including Jesus, may peace be upon him. He reminded the people of a comforter that will be coming. He reminded them of a messenger that will be coming. And very sadly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of how this was conveniently changed and twisted and misinterpreted and misunderstood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah says, He has given virtue to some of the messengers above others. That is Allah's choice. Some of them He spoke to them directly, whilst others He spoke to them through the angel Jibreel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all a deeper understanding. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that in Surah Al-Baqarah. And in Surah Al-Hajj, He tells us, look, I choose the best.
الله يصطفي من الملائكة رسلا ومن الناس.
It is Allah whose choice it is to choose the messengers from the angels as well as the messengers from humankind. Now the messengers from angels, you know and I know, we believe in all the angels. And we believe in some of them by name, those whose names we know, like Jibreel or Gabriel, may peace be upon him. We believe in Mikael, Israfil, and all of those whom we are told their names. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned their names. Those whose names we don't know their names, but we believe them and we believe that they exist. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have decided which of those angels will have which task. It's our decision, no one else's decision. It is not even the decision of the angels, it is only Allah's choice. And Allah chooses also whom He will have as messengers of His. And this applies to the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it also applies to those who will hold the knowledge of the deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will choose whom He wants to give them a deep understanding of the religion. And the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains this. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. When Allah wants and Allah intends goodness for someone, He gives him or her a deep understanding of the religion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intend goodness for all of us. Ameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us that, look, this messenger is a bearer of good news and he is also a warner. Amazing, wherever the issue of bearing good news is mentioned in the Quran, immediately after that Allah tells us, but he is a warner as well. And the power of the Quran, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dictates that the term bearer of good news is mentioned before the term warner. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah.
إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا.
We have indeed sent you with the truth as a bearer of good news and at the same time a warner. So he bears good news of paradise, good news of goodness, good news for those who out of nature, naturally they obey the commands of their creator and they do not associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bears good news for them. Do you know that nature would lead a person to worshipping the one, the creator alone? Naturally a man or a woman or a child would understand that I have a creator, supreme creator, one supreme deity. So that is why if a person was to follow the uncontaminated nature, it would lead them to worshipping the one supreme deity. So they would need good news. So Allah makes mention of good news, the bearer of good news before the warner. But if they were following unnatural instincts and desires and they were following what people around them told them and taught them, then that would be contaminated nature, which would then be, as we all know, which would then be very dangerous and detrimental, and therefore such a person would need a warning. When you have water that falls from the sky, inshallah, if it is uncontaminated, it is pure for you to drink. But nowadays we have so much pollution, and we know that even whilst it is falling from the sky, before it falls from the sky, the clouds become contaminated. May Allah protect us. So if we are to have contaminated water, it will result in us getting sick and ill. May Allah protect us. The same applies to spirituality. If we have spirituality that is uncontaminated, inshallah, we will be drinking from it and we will be progressing and benefiting. But if our spirituality is contaminated by the rust of this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us. And that is the warner who was sent to us. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, addressing the people of the book,
Ya ahla al-kitab qad ja'akum rasuluna yubayinu lakum ala fatratin min ar-rusul. أن تقولوا ما جاءنا من بشير ولا نذير فقد جاءكم بشير ونذير والله على كل شيء قدير.
Allah says, O people of the book, we have sent a messenger to you after a pause from the previous messenger, so that you do not say that we were not sent anyone to give us good news or to warn us. We have sent you both the one who bears good news and the warner, for indeed Allah is all able and all capable. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that, do you know it is a gift of Allah upon the believers, the fact that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been sent in their midst, one from amongst them. Allah says in Surah Al Imran,
لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ.
Allah says, indeed Allah has favored the believers by sending to them a messenger from amongst them
who came to them, recited the verses to them, explained to them the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, purified them in every single way, and taught them the revelation as well as his own method. His own method meaning the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The term hikmah is used in many places in the Quran to refer to the entire lifestyle of the most beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there are certain people who come nowadays and they say, look, this is the Quran. It's enough for us. We don't need anything besides the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us. He says, أَلَا إِنِّي أُوتِيتُ الْقُرْآنَ وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ. Behold, be warned, be alerted, be careful. I have been given the Quran and something similar to it together with it, which is the Sunnah, which is my entire lifestyle. That Quran is a book, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained its verses through the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in many places in the Quran, He uses the word al-hikmah. In some places He uses the words al-dhikr to refer to the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues and he says, أَلَا يُوشِكُ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ رَجُلٌ جَالِسٌ عَلَىٰ أَرِكَتِهِ يَقُولْ هَذَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ مَا وَجَدْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ حَلَالٍ أَحْلَلْنَاهُ وَمَا وَجَدْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ حَرَامٍ حَرَّمْنَاهُ. Be very careful and be warned of a person who will come reclining on his sofa set. That's what the hadith says. Reclining on his comfortable chair with the Quran in his hand saying, oh my people, this is the Quran. We believe in whatever it says and we reject whatever is not in it. The Prophet says, be careful of that person. They are deleting me from the whole equation. Subhanallah. So that is why be careful. I was speaking about the internet yesterday and I'd like to repeat it today. One of the most dangerous methods of learning Islamic knowledge is via the internet. Yet, it is also one of the most progressive means of education. If you know what you are doing, inshallah, you will be rightly guided. But if you think Wikipedia can help you, and if you think Google can help you without knowing exactly what knowledge is, that precise website will lead you straight into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. It is important that you ask, do you know what is Wikipedia? Just to spend a moment on that. I can put on it and you can put on it. I can put my explanations and you can put yours. It is a bank of news and information filled by everyone and anyone. So the enemies of Islam have also put interpretations of what they think of the Quranic verses. So when you try and Google a Quranic verse, you will get an interpretation that might seem to you from the Muslims, because the man's name might be Abdullah. He really wants to lead you astray. And thereafter at the end he'll tell you, look, there's nowhere in the Quran does it say you have to eat halal slaughtered food. Allahu Akbar. May Allah protect us. But if Surah Al-An'am does not speak about halal slaughter, then what does it speak about? So they will tell you, no, it speaks about saying the name of Allah when you are putting the food in your mouth. Well, that means anyone who forgot saying the name of Allah whilst putting food in their mouth, they are cursed to such a degree. It can't be the case. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. To say Bismillah when you are putting the food in your mouth is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should all be adopting it. But to slaughter it correctly is a farad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. And I've had people who have come to mention this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. We should not insult the most beloved. We should not insult Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has taught us what to do. And Allah says it is a gift, the fact that he has come in your midst. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the messenger has been sent to you as a mercy to all the worlds, to all mankind, jinnkind and the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to what Allah says in Surah Al-Anbiya.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ.
We have sent you for no other reason but to be a point of mercy for all the worlds, mankind, jinnkind, and all the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once there was a camel that complained to him and spoke to him in a language that he understood, complaining about its boss. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then made mention of this fact to the owner of that camel, that look, you are oppressing this camel, it has spoken to me. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mercy to the rest of the creatures. He has once said,
وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأَعْرِفُ حَجَرًا بِمَكَّةَ كَانَ يُسَلِّمُ عَلَيَّ.
Wallahi, I know a stone and a rock in Mecca that used to greet me with Assalamu alaikum. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, He has come to you with the truth. This messenger has come to you with the truth. In Surah An-Nisa, Allah says,
Ya ayyuha الناس قد جاءكم الرسول بالحق من ربكم فآمنوا خيرا لكم وإن تكفروا فإن لله ما في السماوات والأرض.
Allah says, O people, indeed the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come to you with the truth, so believe, it is better for you. But if you don't believe, the dominion is Allah's. Allah owns what is in the skies and on earth. You will not decrease any of Allah's property. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that this book that He has revealed has verses that are clear cut, easily understood by everyone. Allah says in Surah Al Imran,
هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب.
It is Allah who has revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book.
هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات.
He says, it is Allah who has revealed the book to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In it, there are clear-cut verses with rules and regulations, and there are other verses that only Allah knows the meaning of. And I remember mentioning this last year or the previous year, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the meaning of certain words in the Quran with Himself, and He knows best what it means. We don't even need to know. They are called huruf muqatta'ah, which means letters that are separated completely. They were to draw, or one of the reasons was to draw the attention of the kuffar. To draw the attention of the kuffar, those who were so eloquent, they were waiting for a message, an eloquent message, and they did not want to sometimes listen to it, fearing what others who saw them listening would actually say. So what happened? They used to put their fingers into their ears, and then when they heard verses or when they heard sentences that they've never dreamt of in the past, they quickly let go to say, what is this? What is happening? When they heard
Taasim,
they were silent. They never knew what it meant. These were separated letters. It is like someone tells you, go and listen to a very eloquent lecture. And then suddenly you are sitting there and you hear the man. And then there are others outside who don't want to really listen because they feel they will be cursed and so on. And then you hear the man saying, A, B, C, Subhanallah. You will be shocked. What's this? What language is this? What is he trying to say? I was told that he is the most eloquent of everybody here, and now he's coming with separated letters. Subhanallah. So that only Allah knows its meaning and its function. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us protection and understanding. Similarly, there are verses where Allah's qualities are mentioned. Sometimes words using body parts are mentioned describing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is also included in this, where we as Muslims, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we say that Allah knows best what is meant by that according to what He deserves and His status. We really cannot make a detailed statement to say yes or no. We know the verse, we believe in it, and we leave its interpretation to Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. كَمَا يَلِيقُ بِشَأْنِهِ. That which is befitting His particular status, we don't want to go in it. So people start debating. We normally say the question of time, you cannot ask when it comes to Allah. He was before everything and He will remain after everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us protection. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fact that the messenger himself has believed in the Quran. The messenger himself knows the message of the Quran. Listen to what Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, and most of us know these verses by heart.
آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ.
Indeed, the messenger has believed in what Allah has revealed to him in terms of the book. And everyone, all the believers, have also believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them have believed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, declare your belief in all the previous messengers and the books that were revealed to them. Declare your belief in the Bible, in the Torah, meaning in the Gospel, in the Torah, and in the books of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the books that were given to David and so on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all complete belief. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, قُلْ, which means say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
قُلْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ.
Say that indeed you believe in the books, you believe in Allah and what has been revealed upon you and what has been revealed to Ibrahim, to Musa, to Isa, to the other messengers and so on. We as Muslims do not distinguish between the messengers when it comes to believing in them. We believe that they were all messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, their ranks vary. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the Quran, and He has told us some of the messengers He didn't even relate to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who they were. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ.
From amongst the messengers are some whom we have told you their stories, some whom we haven't even mentioned. Imagine if there were thousands of messengers, if we had to hear about every messenger, writing their name only would cover a book which had already 1,000 pages. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. So Allah says,
وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا.
We have sent to every nation a messenger. Every single nation a messenger we have sent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Then Allah tells us in Surah Ibrahim that every messenger was sent with the language of his people. No one had to have an interpreter. That's a very interesting point. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ibrahim that He sent all the messengers.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ.
He has only sent messengers to nations in their own language so that the message can be clear. This is why Allah says the Quran is Arabic. It was sent in Arabia to the Arabs. That is why it is not in another language. Allah says,
وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا أَعْجَمِيًّا لَقَالُوا لَوْلَا فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُهُ أَعْجَمِيٌّ وَعَرَبِيٌّ.
Yeah, had we sent a Quran which was not in Arabic, they would have said, how come this Quran is not in Arabic and it has been sent to Arabs? Can you have a message not in Arabic and a messenger who's an Arab? Allahu Akbar. And this is why for all those who want to preach the good word, let us realize and understand that you need to know the language of those you are speaking to, or it is better to know the language. You will be much more effective. And this is why when you have a translation that you are listening to, you have already reduced the meaning by half. If I am to speak now and there is someone at the back of the masjid translating what I am saying into another language, whether it is Zulu or Shona or Ndebele or whatever it is, what would happen is, the people would not derive the same sweetness that everyone else is deriving. They would not derive the same message. They would get a toned down, showered down, rough gist of what is being said, not necessarily accurate. This is why we say, the translation of the Quran is not the Quran. That's a message everyone needs to know. When you pick up Yusuf Ali or Pictol or this Muhsin Khan or any one of those translations, you are reading the translation of the Quran is not the Quran. No ways. The Quran is the Arabic that is on one side. We believe the Arabic must be on one side, and the English, what is it? It is man's attempt to try to explain what he thinks he has understood from the word of God. Subhanallah. So let's not think that is the word of God. This is where people are going astray. And that is why if you look at the previous books, they are lost. Take a look at the Bible, the other books. There are so many versions of the Bible. The reason is the original script is not there. It does not exist. It's not there. It is lost completely with a challenge.
When it comes to the Quran, it is wrong for us to attempt to interpret it without saying this is my attempt, yet the original is on this side. That's why whenever you pick up a translated Quran, you will always notice the Arabic on one side to try and tell you clearly, indemnity. Look, this is my attempt, but the truth of the word is this, not mine. Mine is just my trial, I might be right, I might be wrong. And how many translations have discrepancies in them? Almost all of them. And this is why, in order to get the proper meaning of a verse, you need to know the reason of revelation of that verse. You need to know the context. You need to know what the Sahaba said about the verse, how they understood it. And then you need to speak about it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us protection. That's why we say it is dangerous to learn the knowledge of tafsir without a valid scholar of deen, because you will then, you may be led astray. It is correct to read the English translation, no problem. The minute there is a question that comes and crops up in your mind, it is prohibited for you to answer it yourself. It is prohibited for you to answer that question yourself. You need to ask those who know the revelation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this, even in Surah Al-Anbiya, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask those who know, who have knowledge of the revelation, if you don't understand. Don't arrive and derive your own answers. May Allah protect us all. Let's move further. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that this book is the deciding factor when it comes to the disputes between the mu'mineen. And Allah has revealed this book so that the messenger can be a judge using the justice in this book between what may have transpired in form of dispute between the believers. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ لِتَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِمَا أَرَاكَ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَكُنْ لِلْخَائِنِينَ خَصِيمًا. Indeed, we have revealed this book to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for it to be the judge, or for you to judge through the justice within this book, when there is a dispute between the believers, and you should judge with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown you. And do not ever take the side of the one who is a deceiver. This is an important message for all of us as well. The messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never ever going to take the side of a deceiver. But that verse is there telling him, don't take the side of a deceiver, for us to take heed. That if he was instructed that, then surely that instruction is of a far greater importance for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us justice. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us that we have revealed to you, in fact he says to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we revealed to you in a similar manner that we revealed to all the other messengers. We sent the book down to you in the same way we sent it down to them. إِنَّا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ كَمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ نُوحٍ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. Indeed, we have sent the revelation to you in the same way that we have sent it to Noah and to the other messengers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding of the level of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, he was the highest ranking of all creatures, and at the same time of all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being the last and final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us, now that we've revealed the book to you, do not hold back when it comes to teaching this book and revealing, and when it comes to conveying the message of this book, do not hold back. When it comes to conveying the message of the book, don't worry about what people are going to say as a result. They need the message. If any creature, any human being has to ponder over the verses of the Quran, it will definitely result in their spirituality increasing. And if they look at it with the correct eyes, they will realize that it is the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ فَلَا يَكُنْ فِي صَدْرِكَ حَرَجٌ مِّنْهُ لِتُنذِرَ بِهِ وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is Allah, it is us who have revealed this book to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So do not let your heart have any form of holding back when it comes to warning using this particular book, because it is indeed the truth. The same applies to all of us. Don't be shy to use a verse of the Quran, to quote the Quran, to follow the Quran, to deliver the message. Wallahi, the people who will then be guided will really make dua for you. And those who are misguided, had you not spoken to them,
they will then hold it against you on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are not shy when it comes to the message of the Qur'an. It is a most powerful message. When have the kuffar heard the message of the Qur'an from us, the Muslims? They have only heard about the Qur'an in their own gatherings, from their own leaders who are not Muslim. When we would like to listen to the message of the Qur'an, we need to listen to it from the Muslims. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never to make us from those who are astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in the Qur'an, that verse I read was in Surah Al-A'raf. The next verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about how the Qur'an confirms the message of the Bible and the Torah and the books before. The Qur'an confirms that message. It does not negate the message in the Torah and the Injil, which is the Bible. If there is what appears to be something which negates it, it is because people have changed the Bible or the Torah, not because the Qur'an is changed. The Qur'an, we all know, is not changed, not tempered. Not tempered with. So many people would like to prove that the Qur'an is tempered with. Wallahi, there is no chance for them to ever come up with any form of proof or evidence showing that the Qur'an is tempered with. Because I think in our crowd sitting here, we would pick up at least 10 to 20 people who know this Qur'an cover to cover, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us protection. And I'm sure every evening when we hear the Qur'an being recited in prayers, in order, it's amazing how we just listen to it flowing as though it is being revealed. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who do not err when it comes to reciting the Qur'an, neither in tajweed nor in memory. Wherever we have erred, it is because we are weak, we are insan. We are also human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to know that we are not perfect. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the message is one. The message of all these books is one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah,
وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ.
He says, we have revealed this book to you, confirming what came before you, what the messengers brought before you, that which is in front of you. And we have revealed it in order for it to overpower the rest of the books. And the Quran has indeed overpowered the rest of the books. You know, it reminds me, subhanallah, and I'd like to spend a few moments giving this example, it's important. When a person is in grade 1, they have a teacher who taught them a lot of goodness. Then they go to grade 2, they have another teacher, but the teacher of the year is the grade 2 teacher, though they will still respect the grade 1 teacher. And until they get to matric, when they get to matric, they have a teacher who's an expert, but they will respect the teachers who taught them right up to that point, but their teacher at that time is the teacher of matric. Until they get right up to varsity. In university, they will have a lecturer who will be their teacher and tutor. They will respect that as the final teacher. Subhanallah. But they will know this is the final teacher. Whatever they say will confirm what you learnt in grade 1. The lecturer is not going to say 1 plus 1 is now 3. They were lying to you all the time. No, the lecturer is going to confirm 1 plus 1 is always 2. Don't forget that. But at the same time, who is your lecturer? Your lecturer is now the final lecturer, your teacher. Whereas you still believe in everything the others taught you and you still respect them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us protection. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really to make us understand. So this is how we say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger. What he taught us does not negate what was there before. We believe in all the other prophets, but we accept Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final messenger who came to us and whom we adopt and accept, and we are now known as Muslimin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. The same applies with the books. The same applies with the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who realize and appreciate the authenticity of this Qur'an. Do you know that what we have done as Muslims, each one of us needs to memorize some of the Qur'an. Some of the Qur'an in the Arabic language, whether we understand the Arabic or not. That's a compulsory duty for every single one of us. Because if not, we would not be able to fulfill our salah. So everyone who accepts Islam has to memorize at least one page of the Qur'an, if not two or three, bare minimum. Why? Sometimes they might tell you, well, I don't understand it. Let me inform you. One of the ways of looking at it is, we as Muslims have adjusted ourselves to understand the word of God, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas others have adjusted the word of Allah to understand it themselves, so they lost it. Allahu Akbar. And this is why we will not lose it.
Because myself and every single one of you have contributed in one way or another to protect this Quran, to protect this book by memorizing at least a little bit of it. If I were to read Surah Al-Fatiha and if I were to make a little blunder in it, the whole masjid would scream out aloud to say, no, this is wrong. They would correct it immediately. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. So let's move on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Ma'idah to convey the message. And he says, you convey the message, don't worry if someone attacks you as a result, we will protect you.
Ya ayyuha ar-rasul balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbika wa in lam taf'al fama ballaghta risalatahu wallahu ya'simuka minan nas.
O messenger, convey the message. If you do not convey the message, then you will not be the correct messenger. So convey the message, don't worry about the people. Allah will protect you from people who try and harm you. It is reported that before this verse was revealed, there were two people who used to stand close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, always being concerned about the fact that no one must harm him, no one must attack him. And when this verse was revealed, he looked at them and told them, you can leave. Allah has guaranteed here that he will protect me. Subhanallah. And after that day, no one was worried. No one was worried at all. No one even used to stand. Here Allah says, Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. It is Allah who will protect you from the people. The same applies to all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us, in Surah Al-Muddathir, he tells us his instruction to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to get up and to warn the people, to tell them, I am warning you of a severe punishment that will come if you do not accept the oneness of the Creator. The fact that the Creator is one. The one you are going to return to is one.
Ya ayyuha al-muddathir qum fa'anthir.
O you who is enveloped in garments. Stand up and warn the people. Stand up and warn. And this is why it is a far more effective method of speaking when you are standing and speaking than when you are seated and speaking, though they are both permissible. And this is why in Jumu'ah we need to stand and deliver the talk and not sit and deliver the talk. Because to stand is known as ablagh. It is greater for the message to actually go across. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have revealed to you to follow the Abrahamic monotheism. Listen to what Allah says in Surah An-Nahl.
ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ.
Then we revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ.
To follow the path of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, he indeed was not from amongst those who associated partners with Allah. The pure path of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. So we are all connected and linked to Abraham, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, may peace be upon him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us here, that if you love Allah, there is a way to know that. There is a way to prove that. If you love Allah, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell everybody that if they claim to love Allah, then they must follow you and then they will earn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al Imran.
قُلْ إِن كُنتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ.
Say, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me, meaning follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah will love you in return and forgive all your sins, for indeed He is most forgiving, most merciful. So every one of us who claims to love Allah or who claims to love the Messenger, the way we should test that is ask ourselves, how close or far are we from the lifestyle of the same Messenger? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free us from hypocrisy. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us about certain categories of people who claim to love, who claim to believe, but their actions are in another valley altogether. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and protect us. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the people at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who found fault in the fact that Allah sent a messenger from amongst them. You must bear in mind, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in Makkah. They saw him being born. They knew the family, they knew the lineage, they knew he was an orphan, they knew his mother passed away when he was 6 years old. They knew exactly how he grew up. They knew he was very truthful. They knew he was honest. But there still came a time when he came with the message, there was a group from amongst them who just didn't want to believe. They just did not want to accept the message. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and I'm going to mention a few verses. In Surah Yunus,
أَكَانَ لِلنَّاسِ عَجَبًا أَنْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنْهُمْ
Were people surprised that we chose a man from amongst them to hold the message and to warn them? We chose a messenger from amongst them. Were they surprised? Let them not surprise. Every time messengers are from the nation itself. Allahu Akbar. So that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ
Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am a human just like you. I am a human being just like you. If I instruct you to do something, you will find me doing it before you. If I tell you to read 5 salah, I will probably be reading more than you. If I told you this is not allowed, I will never ever be found engaging in it. May Allah protect us. I am a human being just like you. And this is where there were some people who began to ask a question. That this messenger, he should not have been the one who came to us. Rather, Allah should have sent an angel to come down. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies this in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, had there been angels walking on the earth, we would have sent an angel. But because there are human beings walking on earth, we sent a man, we sent a human being. Subhanallah. What a beautiful explanation Allah explains. Allah says,
قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَةٌ يَمْشُونَ مُطْمَئِنِّينَ لَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَلَكًا رَسُولًا
If all those walking on earth were angels, we would have sent an angel from the heaven. But Allah says, no, we sent a human because you people are all human beings. So we ask Allah to grant us the ability to accept the message of this human who was really the best of all creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, look, we have sent all the messengers before you. Every single one of them was actually a human being. Every single one of them was actually a human being. Allah says in Surah Yusuf,
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ
Indeed, before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the messengers, all those we have sent, were human beings just like you. They were men just like you. So do not worry when they start accusing you. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to tell his creator, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, that these people are now saying, why don't you send an angel? Allah says, don't worry, we always sent a human. These people are saying, why didn't you have a huge amount of wealth? You could be one of the big people. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Zukhruf,
وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ
Why, meaning the kuffar of Makkah said, why didn't Allah send a very powerful, influential man from Makkah or from Ta'if? Why did he have to send an orphan? And Allah says,
اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ حَيْثُ يَجْعَلُ رِسَالَتَهُ
It is Allah who knows where He wants to put His message. It is Allah who decided. And this is a very powerful and interesting point of comfort for anyone who is orphaned. Anyone who is an orphan, remember, Allah has chosen the best of creation to also be an orphan. So your virtue and your value is not in any way decreased by the fact that you are an orphan. In fact, if anything, it is only increased. Subhanallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to look after the orphans and the widows, and to look after those who are needy, those who need our help. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in turn help us all, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then makes mention of how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was instructed by his creator to say, tell the people, I don't know the unseen. It's only Allah who knows the unseen. Ghaib and the unseen, only Allah knows it, no one else. If I know anything, if I have prophesied anything, if I have told you something of the unseen, it is revelation that Allah revealed to me. There is a difference between the two things. One is for someone to say the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself knew the unseen. The Quran negates that in many places. That no, that's not the case. Allah says that. And Allah tells His Messenger to tell the people that. It is only revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is, for example, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made mention of the fact that Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu had taken the reins in one of the battles. He was in Madinatul Munawwara. Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu was hundreds of kilometers away. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him, Allah revealed to him what happened. That was the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we spoke about Jesus, may peace be upon him, a few days back, and we said he could give life to the dead by the power of the Creator. Allahu Akbar. The same applies. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed us and prophesied certain things by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a deeper understanding. So Allah says in Surah Al-An'am, قُلْ say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tell them,
لَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ إِنِّي مَلَكُ إِنْ أَتَّبِعُ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيِّ.
Allah says, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that I am not telling you that I have the treasures of this earth, nor am I telling you that I know the unseen, nor am I telling you that I'm an angel. I only follow what is revealed to me, subhanallah. So whatever we have is revelation from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there is another very interesting point regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Quran says everything he uttered was revelation, was from Allah. The revelation is divided into a few categories, two major categories. Revelation that was sacred, regarded as the Quran, that we read, we recite. The rest of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as the sunnah, the hadith, the lifestyle, the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is also known as the sunnah. Now let's take a look at what some of the enemies of Islam say. Firstly, let me read the verse of the Quran in Surah An-Najm, which declares that whatever the Prophet said or did was revelation.
وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى.
We swear by the star when it falls.
مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى.
Your friend, your companion, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is neither astray nor has he erred.
وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى.
He does not utter anything out of his own desires.
إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى.
Everything is revelation that has been revealed. Now in the Quran, Allah has admonished Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a few places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked him why he did certain things. So someone, especially the enemies of Islam or those who don't have knowledge, they start saying, well, if that was revelation, why did he do it? Wallahi, there is a simple explanation for those who have sound intellect. One day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam ignored a certain blind companion known as Abdullah ibn Ummi Maktum radiyallahu anhu. And he was blind. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was speaking to some others and he ignored him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately revealed verses telling him, why did you ignore that man? You should not ignore him. Go back. And you should really make sure that you never ignore him. Allahu Akbar. He probably is purer than those whom you were talking to. That's what Allah says. Now someone might say, well, if that was revelation, why did he ignore? Because we who think we are perfect, but we are not. When we are corrected, we don't want to take correction. Allah is saying, we made the Prophet do something so that you could see how even the most perfect would react when they are corrected. Did he get angry and arrogant to say, why are you correcting me? Who do you think I am? Me, I'm perfect. Who are you? No. The most perfect was made to do that, in order for myself and yourselves who are not perfect to learn a lesson. That when you are corrected, though you are not perfect, you must acknowledge it, you must rectify your error. Because we made the most perfect do that so you could know how perfection requires you to accept correction. Allahu Akbar. Part of perfection is to accept correction. Subhanallah. Look at that. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells that to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a few times. When he arrived at one of the battles, one of the companions told him, "O Messenger of Allah, you have asked us to camp here. Is it revelation from the heaven or is it your own view?" He says, "Look, it's my own view." Now what was meant here is it instruction from Allah? It was not instruction at that moment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him to be there, so he was there. So this sahabi says, "O Messenger of Allah, if it is your own view, then I want to change it. I'd like to come and camp on the other side. It's better for us. It's better because the enemy won't have access to water and we will have rocky land. So if it rains, then what might happen is this sandy land will make our horses slip. But if we go onto that side, our horses won't slip." And indeed, the messenger listened to someone else's opinion and the messenger went there. That shows us that part of perfection is to listen to the opinions of others, and where they deserve the credit, you'll obey them. Allahu Akbar. How many of us, we don't even want to listen to anyone's message. Then we want to say, "Look, the Prophet made a mistake here." Na'udhu billah. He did not make a mistake. He was made to do that for me and you to learn a lesson, not out of the fact that he was not perfect. No. Rather, he was perfect. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is he who is the best of creation. Imagine. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, after he forgave certain people who were captives of war, Allah says, "You shouldn't have taken those people as captives of war." Subhanallah. Did Allah say that to scold him, to shout him, to try and admonish him? No. The lesson is for me and you to say the most perfect was made to do something in order to show us that when he was corrected, he actually engaged in seeking forgiveness and repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a deeper understanding. I hope it's a point that has been clarified. Many people don't really understand this. And sometimes the non-Muslims come to us and say, "Look, your messenger made a mistake here, there and there. It's actually in the Quran. How can that be revelation?" Wallahi, it was revelation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us, after that Allah says, there are some people who laugh, mock, joke and jeer at the messengers. "Don't worry, O Messenger, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who laugh at you, mock at you, make your life difficult, harass you, trouble you, they've done it to those messengers who came before you, and all of them received a fair share of the punishment because of what they did. So don't worry. وَلَقَدْ اسْتُهْزِئَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَحَاقَ بِالَّذِينَ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. In Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have laughed, mocked, joked and jeered at the messengers before you, harassed them and troubled them in every way. So the punishment followed those who laughed and mocked and jeered and joked, and it did not affect the messengers themselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never make us from those who harass the ulama, from those who trouble, mock, joke or laugh at the ulama. Because in our midst we don't have prophets, but rather we have messengers of the messenger, as I explained yesterday. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all protection. Then what they did, out of that they said, "No, this man is a madman." In Surah Al-Hijr, وَقَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِي نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الذِّكْرُ إِنَّكَ لَمَجْنُونَ. They said, "Oh you whom the revelation has come upon, supposedly, you are a madman. You are mentally disturbed." Why did they say he is mad? To try and distract people from going near him. Then when that didn't work, they say, "No, he's a magician. He is a magician." Listen to what Allah says in Surah Sad. فَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ. The kuffar said, "This man is a magician, he's a liar," in order to try and distract people. When that didn't work, they said, "No, he is a fortune teller," because some of the things he said came true. They said, "No, he's a fortune teller." When that didn't work, they said, "No, he's a poet. He's just a poet trying his luck." Allahu Akbar. So they tried everything. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Haqqah. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. Indeed, these utterances are the statements of an honored messenger of Allah. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ. They are not the statements of a poet. قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ. Very few would believe. But it is not even a statement of a fortune teller. No, it is an honored, honorable messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when that didn't work, they started something else. They said, "Look, this messenger, why does he eat food? He shouldn't be eating food. If he's really a messenger of the Creator himself, the Creator should not make him in need of food and drink. And why does he walk out to the market?
You know, you see even the ulama going to the mall sometimes. May Allah grant us all understanding, protection. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us fulfill our needs in a manner that is permissible, inshallah. So people say, but why does this man go to the shops? Why does this person eat and drink? Oh, subhanallah, they told that to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that in the Quran. Allah says, if we wanted, we could have sent all that to you. We could have given you everything, but we wanted you to be as they are in terms of food and drink. Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا إِنَّهُمْ لَيَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامَ وَيَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَسْوَاقُ. Indeed, we have never ever sent a messenger before you, except that he has been walking or they have been walking in the marketplaces. They have been eating and drinking just like you. So don't worry, don't let it bother you. Allahu Akbar. Look at the power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is comforting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After that, what happened is, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his people something, they then told him, no, we don't want to listen to you. We followed our forefathers doing this and that's what we are going to stay on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard that when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complained to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't worry, even before you, everyone we sent, not only as a messenger, but as a nadir. Nadir meaning a warner. Even sometimes a person who's not a messenger, but a warner. Whenever a warner came to warn people before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about doing certain things, they always said, no, we found our forefathers doing this, we're going to stick to it. So Allah says, we have kept it as a test. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Listen to the verse in Surah Az-Zukhruf.
وَكَذَٰلِكَ مَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَذِيرٍ إِلَّا قَالَ مُتْرَفُوهَا إِنَّا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا عَلَىٰ أُمَّهِ وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ مُهْتَدُونَ.
Nay, even before you, whenever we sent a warner to any of the cities or the towns, any of the towns, then you find the haughty from amongst them always who didn't want to change. They said, no, we found our forefathers doing this. Allah says, don't worry. We have sent to them that which is even greater guidance than they ever had before. May Allah make us from those who can adopt the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now let's take a look at some of the instructions where Allah instructed the messenger. One instruction was, O messenger, fear Allah, be conscious of Allah. Imagine, Allah is telling the most conscious to be conscious. Allahu Akbar. Look at that. Imagine when you are doing everything perfect and someone says, you know what, make sure you are cooking properly. Say for example, there is a wife who is cooking perfectly and the husband says, just cook nicely, don't burn the food. Our wives would probably tell us, well, I've never burnt the food before. Subhanallah. Normal, natural human inclination. Answer. When Allah told the one who was most conscious of him, be conscious, he never said, well, I'm always conscious. He sought forgiveness. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Look at the perfect example. So when we are doing something perfectly, someone corrects us or instructs us or reminds us, it does not necessarily mean we were doing something wrong. We need to do it even more, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Allah says,
Ya ayyuhan nabi ittaqillah.
Straight words, ittaqillah. O messenger, O nabi, O prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be conscious of your creator.
Wala tuti'i al-kafirina wal-munafiqin.
Don't follow the hypocrites and don't follow the kuffar. The next message Allah says, O messenger, be steadfast. In Surah Hud,
فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ.
Be steadfast as you have been instructed.
وَلَا تَطُغَوْ. وَمَن تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَطُغَوْ.
And even those who have repented with you and do not exceed the limits, O messenger. Imagine, did he ever exceed any limits? Was he ever not steadfast? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ.
Bear patience in the same way that those other messengers who were sent before you had borne. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us patient. Then Allah instructs him to perform extra salah.
يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلُ قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا.
O you enveloped in garments, stand up at night in prayer, besides just a little portion of it which you leave free. So Allah instructed him to stand up in prayer, voluntary prayer. I think all of us also need to stand up in voluntary prayer. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns him and says, don't ever engage in shirk. You, O messenger, be careful. Don't engage in shirk. If you engage in shirk, we will destroy all your deeds. Allahu Akbar. Did he need that message? Wallahi, the message was for me and you.
وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
In Surah Zumar, Allah says, and we have revealed to you that you should not, as well as all the messengers before you, not to engage in shirk. If you engage in shirk, all your deeds will have been wasted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us every form of protection. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that there are certain people who claim to believe in Allah, but they don't believe. They claim to love the messenger, but they don't love. When they are asked to come forth to make the Quran and the Sharia the judge in their disputes, they quickly run away. So part and parcel of being true believers is when we have a dispute, we should let Allah and His messenger be the judge. Someone says the Sharia says this, then subhanallah, the decision of the Sharia is final. Some people, they use the courts of the land where it suits them, and then they quickly want to say Sharia, Sharia, where it suits them. No, as Muslimin, we should know, we adopt what Allah and His Messenger have come with, subhanallah, what Allah has sent, and we should not be from amongst those who go away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look, you are the best of creation. If they turn away from the message, you should remember one thing. Just say the following words, and the words were revealed. Let's read the verse. Allah says, if they turn away, Allahu Akbar, which means you'll give them the message, you'll tell them, if they turn away, it's not going to decrease your value.
فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ.
Say, Allah is sufficient for me. I have laid my full trust in Him, and He is the great. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Allah is the one. He is the Rabb of the Arsh. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us goodness. Really, to make us from those who can appreciate the greatness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one recitation, which is known as a shadh recitation, a very rare recitation, but it is there. The word anfasikum is used when Allah says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. We definitely, a messenger has come to you from amongst you. If you change the word anfusikum to anfasikum, it would mean that a messenger has come from the best of you, the best of you, subhanallah. And indeed, he was the best of all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us also better. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.